Welcome to Line of Judah Online. My name's Gary Stevens. The subject we're dealing with today, once again, is called the Word of God. We're dealing with part five of a six-part series. The topic we're doing today is called, Is There More to God's Word? And I can confirm with you, yes, there is more to God's Word than we've spoken about so far. The Holy Spirit reveals the things of God through His Word to us. In Deuteronomy chapter 29:29, it says, The secret things belong to the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong to us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law. Turning to another scripture, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12. Now we have received not the spirit of this world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. These scriptures are saying to us that God reveals to us through His Spirit the things that are of God because we are His children. We must abide or live in the Word, Jesus said, and we find this in John chapter 8, verses 31 to 36. Verse 31, Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed in Him, If you abide or live in My Word, you are My disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. They answered Him, We are Abraham's descendants, and we have never been in bondage to anyone. How then can you say we will be made free? Jesus answered them, Most assuredly I say to you, whoever commits sin is a slave to sin, and a slave does not abide in the house forever, but a son abides forever. Therefore, if Son makes you free, you are free indeed. Jesus is saying, If you abide in My Word or live in My Word, you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. The next point I want to bring to you, if we are doers of the word, we will be blessed. We go to James chapter 1, verse 22, and it says, Be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. For if he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. But he who looks into the perfect law, or the word of God, of liberty, and continues in it, and is not forgetful, a hearer, but a doer of this work, this one will be blessed in what he does. The Bible is saying, if you hear the word and do the word, you'll be blessed. If you hear the word and forget the word, you won't be blessed. It's that simple. The Bible says in the book of Joshua, we must meditate the word for revelation and to be successful. Reading from Joshua chapter 1, verse 8, This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do all according that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. If you want to have good success in your life, then meditate on the Word of God, and then the Holy Spirit will reveal the promises of God, the reality of those things to you. Next point I bring forward is the Word of God reveals the promises of God that belong to you. We see this in the scripture, 2 Peter Chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. Reading from verse 3. As His divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of Him who called us by glory and virtue. Verse 4. By which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of His divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in this world through lust. The next point, studying the Word of God equips a believer for service. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 and 2 and 3, You therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, and the things that you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. You therefore must endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. The next point is the Word of God produces faith, faith to receive from God. We go to Romans chapter 10, verse 17. Reading verse 17, So faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Faith is the supernatural force that you need to overcome each and every situation in your life or in the life of other people, or to bring in the vision God's given you for His kingdom. The next point, the Word of God renews our mind. We see this in Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Reading from verse 2, Romans chapter 12. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable in the perfect will of God. This scripture is saying that our mind must be renewed after we're born again to the way God thinks, and it's the Word of God that will do this as we put it into our hearts and speak it out of our mouth. The Word renews our mind to the way God thinks. Next point, the angels listen to the Word of God, and we go to Psalm 103, verse 20. Reading verse 20, "Bless the Lord, you His angels, who excel in strength and do His Word, listening to the voice of His Word." The angels are listening for the Word of God coming out of God's mouth or the believer's mouth. They move and they operate on the Word of God. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 1, verse 14. Reading verse 14, "Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for those who will inherit salvation?" This scripture is saying the angels are there to minister to the born-again believers. The next point, the Word of God is spirit, it is life, and it is truth. We see this in John chapter 6, verse 63. And this is Jesus speaking. Verse 63, it says, "It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit and they are life." This is Jesus speaking, and He is the truth. The Word of God is truth. But He's saying, the words I speak, they're spirit and they're life. And now going to John chapter 17, verse 17, "Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth." Jesus is saying, separate them, sanctify them by your word, because your word is truth. The Bible, the Word of God, is also called the hope of the gospel, which is also called the Word of God naturally. It is the anchor of the soul. What is the soul? The mind, the will, and the emotion. The Bible, or the Word of God, has the ability to stabilize the mind, the will, and the emotions like an anchor. It says it is an anchor to the soul. Once again, I hope you've enjoyed this message today. Thank you for being with me. The next audio message coming will be part 6, and the topic will be "You Can Have What You Say." This is a very important topic, so please join me. Thank you for being with me, and God bless.